Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
We call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shot.
PJ Harris. Rudy Gobert.
APP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling.
If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan,
you got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina's on Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeart, and iTunes. Welcome to the show today. I am Rocky. Joining me today, of course, is Lil Steven. He is my co-host today.
I'm going to put a disclaimer out there right now. don't know much about sports, as if you don't know me.
The man behind the glass.
The man behind the glass is the reason for that. Yeah. So
he's usually our producer.
So, yeah, he's in
charge of interns.
I'm gonna try to be Bobby today, which is really tough to do.
You got a long way to go.
I got a long way.
Bobby, Big Shot's not here today, not feeling well today. Get well soon, man. Definitely be back.
I sent you a card. So
did you send him a card?
Yeah.
He'll probably appreciate that. Or he'll go running one or two. If you sent me a card, I'd be scared.
You'd be, why? I would send you one with a little music in it and everything, man. Well, I would spend that $8.
And everything else?
I would spend that $8 for you, sir.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Anyway, welcome to the show today. We got a great show for you. We're going to talk about NFL a lot. A lot of stuff Steven's still trying to learn.
It's true.
Of course, we got Dummies of the Week. We got patrolling. We're going to do a patrolling into this segment. We got Bon Voyage. We got two words for you, and we got Players of the Week. So we got a good show. We're going to do about an hour show today. But first, before we go into the show, we are located in Charlotte, North Carolina. And so we're going to talk about it for a minute or so. In case you hide under a rock, Charlotte, North Carolina finally made the news. Not in a good way last two nights. There's a riot going on. I'm going to call it a riot, looting, last night. It started out as a peaceful protest, which way it should be, at 7 o'clock at Marshall Park. And then it just went every which way after that. I will say a little bit about it. The only thing I wish that we could learn is rioting, looting are not ways to protest, because people that open those businesses work hard to get those businesses. When you're looting a store, that is not going to help the gentleman that got shot. And we don't, you know, as it looks right now, it all started because 3 days ago now, there was a black gentleman shot by another police officer who is also black. And the police officer said he had a gun. His family says he didn't. He just had a book waiting for his son. Hopefully the judicial system will do the right thing. There's a big problem in this country that needs to be fixed with the shootings and stuff. There was a gentleman in Raleigh that actually opened up shooting people with a rifle, and the police officers actually only arrested him and took him to jail. So we do have a big difference between the way white people are treated and black people are treated as far as cops go. It's something that needs to be fixed in this country, and hopefully it is. And I'm all for peacefully protesting, but last night in Charlotte was a little bit much, okay? There's a football game coming up Sunday. Listen, you should be able to protest, but the football game with 75,000 people is not the place to do it. The NFL is going to keep the game in Charlotte this weekend against Minnesota, and it should be.
Yeah.
So my only thing is, please, people that are out there protesting and people out there that are not really out there to protest and more cause trouble, please, y'all be safe. Don't harm other people, you know, because we don't see that. And I just want the issue to be fixed in this country, not the division that keeps going on. So hopefully it will be.
My only thing is just, you know, I have a lot of friends up in Epicenter and just uptown that work at bars. There are servers, there are bartenders, that are bouncers. They work at all these places. Just be safe. If you don't want to go into work today because, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, don't. Just be safe. Play it safe for a few days. And that's all I ask. I just ask everyone to get home safe. No one do anything stupid. Don't do anything. Don't try to help somebody. Don't try to... Don't go out of your way and get yourself hurt is all I'm asking.
Well, you see, my wife didn't go to work today.
Yeah.
Because they were telling everybody uptown to stay home today because there was so much damage that happened last night. But anyway, hopefully, you know, we get everything's fixed in this country that we need to get fixed.
Yeah.
Let's get to talking sports because it's good things to talk about right now. In case you didn't know or you're under a rock, like Lil Steven, we did have a football game here in Carolina Sunday.
What?
Yes. Whether or not. The Panthers beat the 49ers 46-27. I will say big win – or good win, not big win, but don't let the score of the game fool you. It was a lot closer than the score was.
Yeah.
One point it was 34-27. Panthers were on top, and then all of a sudden Panthers just scored the next 12, and that was it.
Yeah.
But it was a close game up until the fourth quarter. I mean, at halftime it was 17-10. Third quarter they started scoring a little bit more, then the Niners came back. The only thing I'll say about the game, we have a lot of opportunities in our secondary. It still needs to be fixed. Our offensive coordinator needs to get Cam out in the open plays. Throwing on the run, stuff like that, he needs to get out.
Yeah, you know, I'll say one thing, though, about the game is that that I've noticed, you know, especially this year and even last year, I feel that we're starting to we're not really second half kind of team anymore. I believe that, you know, we start actually pretty strong early. Like, we're actually putting points on the board in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like we're getting better as a team in that way of not being known as a second half team anymore, which is great. Because I saw the beginning, and I saw the 75-yard pass. Very impressive. And then I think Cam did a franchise history, broke a record.
He did.
Yeah. So, I mean, my hat's off to him. Whether you hate or you love the Panthers, got to give them credit. They came out strong. They played a little sloppy. I'll say that, just a little. But... a win's a win.
No, a win's a win. I think you can't play sloppy against good teams. The 49ers are not that good. I know they beat the Rams 28-0, but you good teams you can't play sloppy against like we did.
And I find that kind of funny because I feel like we play sloppy against the bad teams, but we play good against the good teams. I've noticed that.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes we do. This week, week three, the Vikings are coming to town to play the Panthers. In case you don't know, Adrian Peterson will be out 3 to 4 months. He had a meniscus tear in his knee, so he'll be out for a couple months until December, they're saying right now. We're going to look at the game real fast. I'm going to ask you who wins if you want to tell me. If not, that's
fine. Sure. I'm game.
The Vikings at the Panthers, the X factor for me. For the Panthers, don't forget Jonathan Stewart's not playing. Fozzie Whitaker's playing. For this game, I'm going to go with Benjamin. Kelvin Benjamin's got to be the X factor for the Panthers.
Really?
Because they're not going to run the ball a lot against that defense. That defense is very good run defense. If you're on score, it's going to have to be through the air. I think Benjamin was player of the game last week against the Niners. I think he'll be the same this week. So I'm going to go Kelvin Benjamin as the X factor. For Minnesota, it's got to be Sam Bradford. If they don't win, it's going to have to be on Bradford's arm, which I can't blame saying that. But I'm going with the Panthers to beat the Vikings. I think it'll be 34 to 14.
Okay. I'm going with the Panthers just because I feel
– Just because?
Yeah, well, I feel like we got a little bit better – a better team than the Vikings, but eh.
Well, they're we'll missing see. Peterson, so, you know.
And it's also a home game. I feel we do better at home games.
Well, we have won 14 straight at home since last year.
So, it's pretty good.
No, we just got to keep it going. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's week three, Panthers and Vikings. Go to NFL.com, join our fantasy pick'em group. It's BSS Carolina's, no password. Open to the public to join. Moving from that, I've got to go into a segment we call here on the show called Patrolling. Yeah, you heard it. Patrolling. Here we go.
BSS Carolinas presents Patrolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week. Patrolling the websites just for you, the clown on your favorite athletes.
All right, that was like scary and just very, I don't know what to think of that right there. BBB needs to tone it down a little bit.
What, are you scary?
Yeah.
I don't know why. Anyway, like Big Shot said, is the segments where athletes trolling another athlete or anybody else. This week, my boy Yasiel Puig, I had to share the story real fast. In case you didn't know, this past week, the Giants and the Dodgers played. During the game, Yasiel Puig is running to first base. Madison Bumgarner goes to first base to get the out. And as Puig crosses the base, he looks at Madison Bumgarner. Bumgarner tells him, "Don't look at me." Okay. So the bench is clear, almost like there was a fight that's going to happen. But anyway, he said, "Do not look at me." The next day, the very next day, Yasiel Puig and the Dodgers wear a shirt that says hashtag don't look at me. He takes that one of the shirts they made and sent it to Madison Bumgarner. He autographed it, Yasiel Puig, and sent it with love from Yasiel and sent it to Madison. So I have to say, that's the best trolling this year of one athlete to another. I love it.
Man. That's funny.
I love it, man. That's great.
That's bizarre.
What do you mean
bizarre?
That's awesome. That is amazing. I love that.
With love.
Or I like you, you know. But it was just, it's funny that the very next day, I got to know who got them shirts so fast. I mean, the next day, shirts were made. They passed out in the clubhouse. They made fun. It was awesome. Anyway, that's my patrolling. I know you don't have any this week because I didn't tell you about it. So, good job.
You're welcome.
Let's move into week two or week three of the NFL season. We already talked about the Panthers and Vikings. If you want to pick during this, that's fine.
I will pick.
During these picks, I'm going to go straight to – I'm going to go my NFL weekly pick them. I'm going to pick who I think wins. Thursday night game, tonight's game, Texans at Pats. NC State quarterback Jacoby Brissett is starting this week for the Pats. By the way, we have three NC State quarterbacks starting in the NFL, the most of any other school.
Woo!
Right now.
Woo! Saying. You want a cookie?
I do. I like chocolate chip cookies. X factor for me is Jacoby Brissett, his first career start. This game, though, I'm going to go with the Texans. I got a feeling the Texans are going to go up to New England and win the game. Who you got?
I don't know, man. I'm going to go with New England.
You want to go New England?
Yeah. Like, even though they don't have their main, like, their star players, they're kind of putting – they're trying out there, man. They're still trying to be the best.
No, they're doing a good job.
I mean, I mean, I got to give them a little bit of credit where credit's due. So I'm going to go with New England. Let's keep going with them.
All right. The next game we'll talk about real fast, the Ravens at the Jags. 2-0 Ravens, 0-2 Jaguars. I am going with Jaguars. I think Blake Bortles will finally get it going with his offense. They had a good game one. Game two, they struggled to score. I'm looking at the Jags to beat the Ravens. Blake Bortles, X-Factor.
Well, let's go with the underdogs of 21 years. I'm going with Jacksonville.
Of 21 years?
Yeah. What? I mean, have you been there? Have you seen it? Hey, they got a pool at their stadium. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's called Cabana.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. The next game we'll talk about, the Redskins at the Giants. 0-2 Redskins at 2-0 Giants. And don't forget, this is Josh Norman going against Beckham Jr. again. The first time since last year when the whole thing broke out between the two of them. So this will be an interesting matchup to watch out for.
Okay. So
who you got?
Who are you going for? Are you going for?
I'm going to go – I'm going to go with the Giants.
Yeah.
The Redskins, Kirk Cousins does not play well against good teams, and the Giants are a good team this year right now.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Giants just because I don't know. I feel they have a better team right now than the Redskins, with just everything going on now with the Redskins. I feel like they've got some voodoo. They got some bad luck happening. So, I don't think Josh Norman's really going to make that big of a difference. If he does, he'd be the upset of the game, and I don't really think he will.
The upset of the game?
He's not going to, though. That's what I'm trying to say.
The upset of the game?
Name me one other player on the Redskins right now is your X factor, or whatever you want to call it.
X factor?
Is that what you're calling it?
Yeah,
is that
Jones.
Matt Jones.
Running back for Washington.
What's he ever been good for?
He's in his second year.
So.
Wow, I need to teach you football.
Yeah, you do.
All right.
Anyways, but, no, I'm going to go with the Giants.
You going with the Giants? All right.
Yeah.
The next game we'll talk about real fast, the 1-1 Lions at the 1-1 Packers.
1-1.
Oh. They're both 1-1.
This is
the second game of the season. I'm going to go Green Bay. They struggled. Offense has struggled the first 2 weeks. Look for them to come out throwing the ball a lot. And the Lions, their defense are depleted right now. I'm looking for the Packers to win this game 34-21. It's going to be a high scoring game.
Whoa. You already got the score over there. Now, are we going – is this in Green Bay?
It's in Green Bay.
I'm going to go with Green Bay then. I say what you want, but certain teams, I feel like when they play at home, they have a better advantage, and I feel Green Bay is one of those teams that has a better advantage at home. Not that it really matters. I don't think the Detroit Lions have a chance, but maybe they do. So,
the next game.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Wait, hold on. Let me guess. It's an Eagles game.
No, it's close. Oh. It's a Browns game. It is the Cleveland Browns at the Miami Dolphins. 0-2 Browns at 0-2 Dolphins.
Hey, don't knock them.
Who? The Browns?
Both. 1980s, those teams were on top.
No, no, they weren't. The Browns weren't on top in the 80s. Yes, they were better than they are now, but they're not on top. The Dolphins had played well. I mean, they didn't play good in the first half against the Pats. They came back and lost. They barely lost the Seahawks. They will win this game. I'm going to Dolphins. Cleveland is starting third-string quarterback, rookie from USC, Cody Kessler.
So, from UFC?
USC.
Oh, I thought you said no, USC.
Southern like... Cal. So I'm going to go with the Dolphins to win this game.
They're starting a rookie.
Because the first two have been hurt already. We're at week three of the season, okay? They're down to their third-string quarterback by week three.
What, are they going to pull like what we pulled a few years ago? They're going to have to call out like a veteran football player? Like, hey, man, we need you right now.
Yeah, they're looking at Johnny Manziel again. No, yeah.
You gotta call Testaverde up.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go. Oh God, I'm going with the Dolphins. Who are you going with?
You going with the Dolphins? Yeah. I'll play devil's advocate. I'm going with Browns. I think the Browns could win, man. Hey, you got to give rookies some credit, man. Rookies can surprise you. It can surprise you, man.
Oh Lord. All right, the next game we'll talk about real fast: the Raiders at the Titans. I'm gonna go. This is a tough one. 26% users are picking the Titans. I'm going to go with the Titans. I'm going to go against everybody else going with the Raiders. The Titans are 1-1. The Raiders' defense is just horrible first couple games of the season. So I'm going to go with them.
You going with the Titans?
Yeah, Raiders at Titans.
I'll go with Titans.
Okay. The last we got two more early games. The next game was Arizona. 1-1 at Buffalo, 0-2. Who you got? Well, actually, I guess I'll go first because you want me to go first.
You go first on that one.
This is a tough one. Wow, 94% of NFL.com is picking Arizona. I'll go Arizona, even though I think Bills have a very good chance to win this game. The X factor would be David Johnson.
Really?
Yeah. Who you got?
I'm going to go with the Bills. I'm just going with the Bills.
Okay. The next and the last early game we're going to talk about real fast, the Broncos 2-0 at the Bengals, who are 1-1. I'm going with the Bengals to win this game. I think the defense for the Bengals will step up, pick off Trevor Simeon a couple of times, and the Bengals will win this game.
Wow. I just want that to sink in to everybody over there that this is the first time the Bengals have ever gotten any attention. So,
it's not true. It's regular season. They get attention regular season.
Yeah. Then playoffs, when playoffs happen, they go, nope.
Nope. Everybody checks out.
I'm going Broncos, man. Go with the Broncos. All right. They had a little rough start. It's okay. Get back on track with the Bengals.
All right, so you're going to the Broncos?
Yeah.
They're 2-0.
Yeah, but they ain't got no trouble.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right.
You made it sound like they had a rough start. I'm going off of what you're saying here.
Their defense has played great. I just think this is the
But their
week.
Offense just isn't that.
The offense has struggled.
Yeah.
All right, let's go into our dummies of the week.
Oh, God.
Too much echo. I hear you.
That's me.
All right, let's go into it. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolines, Dummy of the Week. You don't like dummies either, do you?
I don't.
No,
all
right.
Not going to lie.
All right. First, Browns quarterback situation. I'm going to just say that you get a permanent spot for your quarterback situation. You're starting Cody Kessler this week because everybody else is hurt.
It's cool.
Yeah, I know. The next one, Josh Gordon of the Browns, a warrant issued after he failed to respond to subpoenas in paternity case.
I mean,
come on, man.
Can you just have like Can you just have a segment for the Browns? Because I feel like you need to. Because I feel like there's just a lot of things that happen to the Browns week by week that you have to talk about.
Come on, man. It's a test. Go get the test done. See if you're the baby's daddy or
not. He doesn't want to, man. He doesn't want more on his shoulders right now.
Oh, my goodness. Rutgers AD, Pat Hobbs, downs a beer at the student tailgate party. AD downs a beer. Come on. Listen, I know you try to get the students like you, but really?
Hey, kids, watch the old man do this. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Come on. You don't need to do that to impress him.
That's funny, dude.
That's hilarious.
As an athletic director, you can't do that with your students. So he did apologize the next day. And the last one, I got some bad news. Indiana wide receiver Keontae Ennis charged with child molesting.
Whoa.
Admitted to sexual encounter with a child 13 years or younger. University dismissed him from school after learning the incident. Come on, man.
No, that's stupid.
That's horrible. So
you know better than that. Come on.
Yeah. Anyway, those are my dummies of the week.
Those are good dummies for the week.
Yeah. Strong. I come out strong this week with dummies. You got any?
Nah, man. I think you kind of summed it up, though.
Movie, game, or any dummy of the week?
I mean, there really isn't one out there. I can't really think of anyone.
All right. Well, everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got one more show coming up. We'll talk about the rest of the late games of NFL. We got Bon Voyage. And two words for you. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.